Hey. I love that you stopped by. Oh, come on, you're always welcome here. Come in, come in. Do you want a cup of tea or some coffee? Sure. All right. Let me know if you change your mind, though. So how are you? What a surprise. I know, we just texted yesterday, but I don't know. Anything new in your life since then? What? You're single. Since when? An hour ago? What? Oh my God. What? Oh, come here. Come here. I am so sorry. Relax into me. Just let me hold you. Oh, shh, shh, shh. There is no need to be sorry about this. Oh, I hate that you are hurting. You know I'm here for you, right? Always. And that is why you're here. You're my best friend. I will drop everything and anything to help you from being in pain. So, if you want to talk about it, I will listen. And if you don't, then we don't have to. I can just be here to comfort you. Don't worry about being a burden to me. I only want to be here for you. I know it hurts. It hurts so badly. Breakups, regardless of what side you're on, they're so hard. So, so hard. And I guess the only thing I can say is that this is the worst part. Right here, right now. This is the hardest, most painful part. And it doesn't last forever. Even though it feels like the pain might be endless, it will get easier after this, okay? I promise you it will. I like kissing your forehead. I tell you what, I know you love my soft blankets, and I just got a new one. Do you want to wrap up in it? It's so soft. I love the colors. You want this one? Okay. Yeah, it's perfect for tonight. I swear it was like summer yesterday and now it's winter today. Okay, all wrapped up. A little better? Good. And I know you said you don't want one, but I am going to just bring you a cup of tea, okay? Just in case you change your mind. Any certain flavor you might change your mind for? Okay. All right. Even if you don't drink it, there's such a comfort in holding a warm cup of tea in your hands. Okay, perhaps it's just me. It is the little things, yeah? Do you want to lie down on the sofa? Sit next to you. I wouldn't mind at all. Here. Lean into me if you want to. It does suck. I told you I'm here for you, okay? For comfort, for tea, for blankets, for Netflix, whatever you wish. I will always be here for you. Because that's what best friends do, right? Oh, no need to apologize for being quiet. We can talk if you want, or we can sit here in silence, or talk. Okay. So, what am I allowed to ask? Like, what happened, or? What? Are you serious? I can't say I'm surprised. What I thought of her?
It's me. I don't like anyone, really.
No, you're right. It's not true. Look, it's not important if I did or didn't, is it? I mean, this person was someone that you grew quite fond of, and I respect that. My opinion matters to you, does it? And it seems I have one. No, I wasn't a fan. I didn't think that it was the relationship you deserve. Because you are such a good person. Your heart is so full, and you have this warmth that is so welcoming and even comforting at times. And you're smart, and you have this deliciously dry wit about you that I know went over her head. Yeah. No, they didn't really seem to get you. And, no, you go on. You're sure? I was just going to say that even though you are this seemingly incredibly strong and funny person who is easygoing and takes it all in stride, you're quite sensitive too, and you don't always know how to ask for what you need. But it's easy enough to sense it with you. And I saw times where that was kind of totally ignored. And, wow, I'm actually starting to vet now. I'm going to stop. How embarrassing. Look, the short version is that they simply didn't get you, like you said, and I don't think they deserved you for even a moment. Yes, I am done. I'm sorry. Was that too much? Yeah, they are strong feelings. But they're sincere. You know, you deserve someone who wants to get to know you and actually sees you for who you are, really, really learns to know you and tries to understand you and accepts you for the good and the bad, and to take care of you when you get that look in your eye and that slight hunch in your shoulders, and to understand that when you do that, something is really bothering you, but you don't want to be a burden, so
They have to gently pull it out of you and hold you in the process. You deserve someone who knows you give the best hugs, and they try to give just as good of hugs back. And wow. I can see by that look on your face I should just stop. Sorry. I don't always know when to stop. Another question. Are you sure you want to go there? Okay. What? Am I dating anyone? Yeah, I date. Anyone special? I don't know. No. Not really. I don't always say that. Since when? Since we've known each other. What? You're mad. No. No, it is not that my expectations are too high. No, they're not. No, absolutely not. I know they're not because I've already met someone that meets and actually exceeds all of them. And besides, why are we talking about me? This is supposed to be about you and your breakup. Me taking care of you. Why can't it be both? Tell you more about what? What about this person has exceeded my expectations? Yes, they have a name. I'm not going to tell you. Because he's not single. Or, well, he wasn't. How about more tea? Let me get you another cup. No, you've drank. You haven't really drank any of that. What? I'm not being weird. I just don't want to talk about it. Why? Because. Just. Because. Because it's you. It's you. And I know that this is all going to change now. Everything. And that's exactly why I never told you before. Because I don't want to lose you. As my friend, and now, I shouldn't have said anything. I know you've literally just gone through a breakup, and now, an hour later, your best friend is confessing that she's... And that she's in love with you. And it's the last thing you need right now. You disagree. What? The best thing you need right now. So you're not mad? Really? Surprised? Well, yeah, I mean, that's understandable. Why did I hide it so well? Did I? There were so many times I thought you could see right through me. You wish you did. Why? Because you've been holding back feelings for me as well? Seriously? When? Wow. So, before you started dating, why did you hold back? Same reasons as I did, yeah. I get that. So, now, what? Should we maybe, go on a date? Or that? No, I didn't mind. I still don't. Wow. Yeah, really, really nice. I can't believe this is happening, actually. I just don't want you to be doing this because of what I said. Okay? I don't want to be your rebound, yes. You did just break up. True, when one door closes, another one opens. You think what? You think I'm amazing? Oh, thank you. That goes both ways. You have a plan, all right? What's your plan? Take things slow. Yeah, it's a really good idea. Very, very smart. Even though I really want you to kiss me again. I mean, slow. Yeah, slow. Slow's really good. Yes. Really. This, I've always wondered what it would be like to be in your arms like this and to kiss you. No, it definitely did not disappoint. What would I really like right now? Mm.
think I'd like to stay like this. Wrapped in your arms. And maybe just watch a movie. Just to let all of this process. Would that be okay? Yeah.